This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
All right. Let's get into the knucklehead conversation. Not that Kevin Ioli is one, but he covers a sport that possesses one, a really big one, in John Jones, arrested again. DWI, gun possession, just craziness. So Kevin Ioli does an excellent job of covering MMA and boxing for Yahoo. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin I. Let's bring him aboard. Kevin, good afternoon, my friend. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing okay. Staying inside, going a little stir crazy, but I'm doing my part.
Yeah, no, it's funny, but didn't that come to your mind? You're hearing about the arrest, and it's 1 a.m., and the dude is out on a street somewhere with a gun and a bottle, and you're like, brother, why aren't you home drinking? And aren't you supposed to be home at this time? You know, we got the corona going on. Get your ass home. Didn't that part hit you, like, right away?
Well, 100%. I mean, you know, you hear it and you say, hey, this, you know. But I also try to look at it a little deeper than the surface. And it tells me there's got to be something wrong going on there, right? You don't do these actions if you're sane and you're normal, right? And so, and I think a lot of times when, especially when athletes, people who are rich, people who have means and they can get help, this is almost like a cry for help. And I think, you know, he's incredibly lucky if these facts turn out to be true. And obviously they're just allegations, right? But if these facts turn out to be true and he was twice the legal limit, he's firing a gun. I mean, imagine how lucky he is, because, you know, what could happen if you fire a gun and just indiscriminately in public when you're drunk? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, to me, I look at it and I say, there's something going on here beyond just, you know, hey, he wanted to go out, cruise around. I mean, I think there are some issues, but, you know, it's obviously something we don't know. It's all speculation.
Yeah. And again, you weren't surprised either. That's the other thing. It's almost with this guy, it's like the inevitable. And he tells us that he's not going to change either. And sure enough, he hasn't changed.
You know, what I find interesting, and I think I look at Mike Tyson, you know, and I covered most of Mike's career, and I've known him, you know, for many, many years. And, you know, I always thought, hey, you know, I never wanted to write this because it's kind of a horrible thing to, you know, say in public or write, you know, but I always thought, hey, this guy's never going to make it to 40 years old, let alone 50.
I agree.
And now here he is, you know, what is he, 53 or almost 53, and, you know, he's doing well. I think that different people, you know, Tyson, I think, is one of the lucky ones, right? I mean, he was able to get his life together at some point. You know, he was reckless for a long period of time, did a lot of crazy things, and now, you know, by all accounts, you know, he's got his life together. And you hope that that's what's the case for John, right? Because both for John himself and for others that, you know, he would be, you know, for his family, and then for, you know, the fact that he's no longer a threat to society. That would be the thing. You know, if you're driving drunk, we all know you're a threat to society.
Amen.
And if you're firing guns while drunk, you're even a bigger threat.
Yes.
And that's what we want to eliminate. And so you hope that, you know, this guy gets help, whether it's, you know, mandated through the courts or whether it's from, you know, just from his own initiative or family members to help him. But you want to see people who have this get help, because it's, you know, hey, look, addiction's an illness. And, you know, that's how I look at it. I say, I just hope for his sake that he can get the help he needs.
Yeah. But, you know, Kevin, one of the things that you brought up, and Tyson is such a great example, but he's also a polar opposite of John Jones in this sense. Yeah, they both did a lot of stupid things. But where I give Tyson a world of credit is that he looked in the mirror and he knows what he's looking at. Even the other day when he gave us a little view inside his pain, that was real pain that he was telling you about. So he's well aware of his faults. He's well aware of who he is. He's even well aware of the dangerous person that lives inside of him, because he'll tell you. But because he's aware of this, he has been able to harness it. Whereas this guy is still not aware of who he is, and he's unwilling to harness it. And that's until he comes to that realization that he's willing to understand who he is, accept the help so he can get better. That's where Tyson is at. He accepted the help, and he identified it.
By saying this, I'll say one difference. I agree with a lot of what you said, except you used the word unwilling, and I would change it to unable.
Okay.
And I think, you know, as you were detailing Tyson and what he did, I was thinking of Mike Tyson when he was 30 years old, just like John Jones, right? The same thing. And he wasn't admitting it. So I think, you know, Mike has lived 20 plus years longer than John. And so he's had that time that he's been able to do this. And I'm not saying John will do it, or anybody else who's in a position that like John is. And there's plenty of other ones like him who are, you know, eternal screw ups that you see these things happen to. Right. But you hope that at some point, you know, whether it's, you know, you hope it's sooner rather than later. And you hope that it occurs before there is a true tragedy and not just a minor traffic accident, you know, where the worst thing he had was somebody broke their wrist in a traffic accident and that was it. You're thank God that that's the worst that happened. Obviously we're dealing with situations of life and death there. We want to hope that he can find what Mike Tyson found and what some of the other people found and not have it go the way other athletes had it go, like, you know, Andre Rison comes to mind.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Kevin Ioli, by the way, from Yahoo, covers MMA and boxing. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin I. All right, Kevin, does Dana finally say enough is enough? I know that the MMA, I know UFC needs as many stars or superstars as possible. They don't have a lot of superstars left in that sport right now. He is one of them. But are you willing to sell your soul to have that guy represent your organization? So does Dana White finally pull the plug on John Jones, or does he give him break number 54?
Yeah, no, I don't think – my guess would be that they do not do anything publicly. You know, I think the worst that would happen, and I'm not even saying that this will happen, but the worst that would happen is they strip him. But I don't think – you know, I don't think they'll do that. I think, you know, there may be something behind the scenes that they do, but nothing front facing. Like, a lot of people want to see him get stripped. A lot of people want to see him, booted from the UFC.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see. I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
Well, because their history. Look, if you go back through the history of the UFC and you look, when situations like these arise, you know, remember what happened. I don't know how long you followed MMA, but if you look this up, and I'm sure some of your listeners will remember this, Rampage Jackson, had a mental breakdown. What was it, 08 or 09? And he, was out, and just a crazy police chase, and, you know, those barricades up and all, this whole nine yards. And everybody was thinking, well, that's the end of Rampage. And Dana stood by him. And he stood by John, and he's done, you know, his history is that that's what he does. Whether you agree or whether you disagree, Dana, that's how Dana, how he does things. So when I say I don't think he's going to be stripped, I say that because I think I know the history of the UFC and the history of how Dana views these things. When his fighters get into trouble, he's going to support them and not necessarily get rid of them. And, you can debate, and it's certainly a vigorous debate, is he making the right call or not?
Are those the optics that you should be doing if you're Dana White? Is that the optics you want from your organization, that no matter what you do, you're all right in representing us? I mean, that sends a terrible message.
I think there comes a point in time where, you know, they will say, you know, okay, enough is enough, right? But when is that line? An incident like this, where essentially at this point, because it was contained, right, he fired a gun when he was drunk, allegedly, could have been horrible. But as it turned out, it's a victimless crime, right? He was over the legal limit. He was sitting on the side of the road. He wasn't driving when he was discovered. So they're going to look at it and say, this is a victimless crime. Now, if he went out there and, let's say, a Ray Rice situation, and there's a video of him belting a woman or belting me or somebody else in an elevator, that's a totally different, you know, situation. And, you know, I think then that might happen. But as long as the things happen like this, even the Rampage Jackson thing, as bad as that was and could have been, right, a police chase through busy city streets and driving the wrong way, nothing happened. There was nobody hurt. So I think that's where they're drawing the line. And I'm not, again, I'm not going to condone that and say that's the right thing, but that's where they seem to have been consistent over the years in how they handle these things.
All right, so how are you handling quarantine? What do you got? Did you build an octagon in your house or something? Or what are you doing?
Well, you know, get this. When this whole thing started, I was supposed to go to Hawaii a couple weeks ago, and we were leaving on a Tuesday, and Monday night we decided. Well, I still was willing to go, but my friends who were going to go play golf with me, they decided no. So I was on vacation for 2 weeks. Sitting in my freaking house doing nothing except for searching for toilet paper at Walmart, the grocery store. So that was a bad thing. And but I've been, this is my first week back to work, and I've been doing, you know, some Skype interviews with fighters and fight personalities. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of those, and I'll be doing a lot more. And I should add, next week I'll be doing Brittany Palmer, the Octagon Girl. Nice. So I'm trying to get a diverse group of people, just, you know, shooting the bull about the fight game and what's happening, kind of like we're doing, and, you know, give people something to watch if they're interested in fights, but there are no fights to watch.
Are they planning anything in the UFC down the line in another country somewhere or anything like that without fans? Is that going to be experiment again? Okay, go ahead.
I have an interview up on Yahoo Sports. You can search it, or if you follow me on Twitter, I've tweeted it. I think it's my pinned tweet right now. And I did a half-hour interview with Dana the other day, and he said UFC 249, Tony versus Habib, is definitely happening. He said that I did the interview with him on Tuesday, and that was he said there was 3 sites in the U.S. and 4 sites internationally that he was considering to host it on April 18th. He said he would announce it by the end of the week, which is tomorrow. So we'll see if it gets, you know, today is the end of the business week, so we'd assume he would announce it today. That, you know, that's happening. And then he said on that interview, and people can watch it again on Yahoo Sports, he said that they're going to resume their entire schedule. So Las Vegas right now is closed, but I think that the governor, unless things change, has said they'll be able to open at the end of April. So now, of course, that's going to be depending on how the situation is on the ground. But I think the UFC is planning then after that to put a bunch of shows at their Apex facility that they have and have a whole bunch of fight cards reeling off one after the other out of Las Vegas in the empty studio at Apex.
Wow. All right. Interesting stuff. You want to find out more? Follow him on Twitter at Kevin I. You can check out that interview with David. With Dana, I'm sorry. And, of course, catch his work there at Yahoo. He is Kevin Ioli. Kevin, thank you for taking some time, my man. Stay safe. Stay corona-free. Appreciate the insight.
I'll keep with the Tecate, man. I appreciate you, brother.
You got it, baby.
Be well.
All right, be good. There you go. Kevin Ioli, man. Good stuff there. Really appreciate him taking some time. All right. Just switching gears. By the way, Bill, I have information. We have information.
You have information?
Yes.
Who are you?
Metallica and Greta Van Fleet. We have the new dates in South America.
You're supposed to be the new number 2.
No, the new number 1. I am not a number. I am a free man.
You are number 6.
December 4th, they're in Buenos Aires, Argentina. The Hippodrome de San Isidro. December 4th. December 7th, Santiago de Chile. Estadio Nacional. December 14th, they're in Porto Alegre, Brazil. In December 16th, they're in Curitiba, Brazil.
Hold on. You had me at Brazil. Brazil butts.
Okay, yeah. That's 14th in Porto Alegre. December 16th, they're in Curitiba, Brazil. December 18th, they're in Sao Paulo. That's the one we got to go to because we got to climb up to the Jesus.
Bada bing.
Right? Don't you got to go to that Jesus on top of the mountain? Because the views on that thing look just like phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so that one, they're in December 18th in the Estadio do Morumbi. December 18th. What do you think? We go to Brazil December 18th.
Yeah. That would be outrageous.
Go see Greta Van Fleet open up for Metallica. Right? I know what the suggestions are, right? Don't take jewelry. Don't go dressed up. I mean, I don't take any jewelry, and my jewelry's like fake jewelry, sterling silver, stuff like that. So they're not gonna.
Idiots might think it's platinum. You got a problem.
That's true. Oh no, my stuff is tangled here. So anyway, so they're not gonna jump me for jewelry because they're not gonna get any money out of it. Plus, this keeps me alive, right here. My nitro is in here. So if you guys ever see me have a heart attack, and I'm in public, reach for this. Unscrew it, and I have my nitro pill in here, okay? Just to remind you guys, because Bill already knows. But just in case, if I'm hanging out with any of you out there, you unscrew this. I got my nitro pill in there, and I got to put it under my tongue. And that's it. You might save my life one day. So there you go. Nitro, right there, saving lives. So what do you think, bro? December 18th, Sao Paulo, Brazil. December 20th, they're in Belo Horizonte, Brazil, which I don't know how far that is from Sao Paulo, or Curitiba, Brazil, in the 16th. I don't know how far that is from Sao Paulo. I got to look it up. Maybe we go to those two cities.
I'm thinking we stay up in the mountains, man, rent a house, something like Blame It on Rio, right?
Okay. I got no problem with that. I don't know if my wife's going to go. I'll ask the wife. She didn't want to go to Vegas. I wonder if she doesn't want to go to Brazil. Honey, I'm going to Brazil. Go see Metallica and Greta. You want to go? Nah. Okay.
See more butts.
Yes. Okay. We're good. So just in case, giving you guys the tips, if you want to join me for Metallica and Greta down in Brazil. Love that. All right, we got a couple of other things before. One of my favorite European bands that nobody knows here in the States, Biffy Clyro, has announced the delay of their 9th album, A Celebration of Endings, admitting they felt uncomfortable about releasing a record during the coronavirus breakout. A Celebration of Endings will now arrive August 14th instead of May 15th as originally planned. With all the turmoil and anxiety that the coronavirus situation is causing everyone's lives, we decided that it would have felt wrong to have continued with our original release, and so now they are delaying it, which, you know, is depressing for me because I'm a huge Biffy Clyro fan, and I really would have enjoyed some new Biffy Clyro music. Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, just to give you a heads up, he is going to be part of performing Living Room Charity Concert. For those of you that don't know, Dave Grohl is now also in the action. iHeartRadio is doing a Living Room Concert for America. It's going to be on Fox. All right. And so Billy Joe Armstrong has announced that he's going to be part of it. And he's joining Alicia Keys, the Backstreet Boys, Billie Eilish, Mariah Carey, Tim McGraw, and Elton John for this event, and it'll be this Sunday, March 29th, at 9 o'clock, so you can catch it, and they will also repeat it on Monday, too. So I'll give you a little heads up there if you want to catch, which is a bunch of artists actually doing it. Now, you want something really cool, Bill? Really cool. While you're stuck in the coronavirus funk right now, right, and you're quarantined, all right, just like the rest of us, like we're here and we're going to go back home right now to get quarantine, obviously. Nine Inch Nails is surprising all of you fans out there with two new free albums. Not one, but two. Ghost 5, Together, and Ghost 6, Locust. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross had this to say: as the news seems to turn even more grim by the hour, we've found ourselves vacillating wildly between feeling like there may be hope at times to utter despair. often changing minute to minute. Although each of us define ourselves as antisocial types who prefer being on our own, this situation has really made us appreciate the power and need for connection. Music, whether listening to it, thinking about it, or creating it, has always been the thing that helped us get through anything, good or bad. With that in mind, we decided to burn the midnight oil and complete these new Ghost records as means of staying somewhat sane. Ghost 5 Together is for when things seem like it might be all okay. Ghost 5 Locust, well, you figure it out. It made us feel better to make these, and it feels good to share them. Music has always had a way of making us feel a little less alone in the world, and hopefully it does for you, too. Remember, everyone is in this thing together, and this too shall pass. We look forward to seeing you again. Be smart and safe. Take care of each other. We love, with love, Trent and Atticus. The albums will be released through the streaming services, so they're already out there. You can get them. Okay? So how about that? If you like Nine Inch Nails, they're giving you two new albums for free. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. I like that. So if you're a Nine Inch Nails fan, you cannot complain. Eagles, by the way, in sad news for them, but again, not a surprise because most bands have done this. They have postponed their Hotel California 2020 tour dates due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak out there. So their stops in Denver, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Phoenix will now be pushed to the fall. They were actually, the week we were in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas, one of those days, I think on the Thursday or Friday night, they were in Los Angeles, the Eagles, I'm pretty sure. So they have canceled all these dates.
I do remember because we were talking about going.
Yeah. Yeah, so they rescheduled them. They'll be at the Forum September 25, 26, and 29 because that's where we were going to go. We were going to go see them at the Forum, which, by the way, is closing down. So, you know, that's pretty cool to see that.
Here.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Raiders, the week before, go and catch them at the Forum and then go up to San Francisco and watch us go kick the 49ers' butt, and then we'll be the talk of the NFL.
That would be nice. I like that. I like that. Do you guys remember that we told you about Katya and that Tyler Hero was shooting his shot at Katya Elise Henry? You guys remember that? For those of you that watch us every day, this is Katya Elise Henry smoking. Like smoking is an understatement. Okay? I mean, seriously. There we go. It stayed enlarged. So, huh? Yeah, make sure you can see it. There you go. I just want to make sure you can see it. Glare? There you go. There you go. All right. Well, you guys got enough of it. Okay, look her up. Katya Elise Henry. So he was, shooting his shot. And so a listener, a follower of hers asked, what are you doing? What are you doing today? And then somebody said, what about, Tyler Hero? And she responded with, yeah, that's on the list, but what else? So she has already acknowledged that she wants to bang Tyler Hero. And he's like, what are you doing today? Well, how about Tyler Hero? She goes, yeah, that's on the list, but what else? And Tyler Hero then liked her response. So how about Tyler Hero scoring there with the IG model? Although we got to remind Tyler, be careful, my brother. Okay, be careful. You know, before you even get to the point that you get paid, you don't want to be giving that money away. I know she's smoking hot, so she could be very tempting. Katya Elise Henry, you can look up the pictures, but Nice job by Tyler Hero. He got her attention. She's got his attention. So he's going to be scoring soon. But again, be very careful. Wear gloves. Wear the one-fingered glove downstairs. Protect yourself. Don't leave any babies behind, Tyler. Comprende, compadre? Do not go bare into the woods. Wear clothes. Combat helmet. Very important, Tyler. That's my tip to you. Before you give her the tip. All right, let's wrap it up here on the show. We thank, of course, Larry Schlossberg, all the great people out here at Craig's Inns, Acura, Pembroke Pines, for making it nice and easy for us to broadcast out here. As always, remember, tomorrow morning you can catch us over on Mad Dog Radio on Channel 82. I've got the link on my Twitter page at Big O Show. There's also a 90-day free trial, so you can actually listen for the next 90 days and enjoy and listen to us tomorrow morning. We'll be rocking out there. We'll do something also on Sunday here on the show, and we're back on Monday rocking and rolling as always.
You made a promise to somebody. You got something.
I got to come through on Sunday. I got to come through.
Okay.
Got to come through on Sunday. Dude, I will.
You need me to set an alarm?
No. I'm good. Okay. I'll get it done. I'll get it done this time around. I'll get it done. I'll do a little draft. A little draft podcast is coming on Sunday, so we'll do that for you. And we thank all of you out there. Remember to share the link on the video when you're watching on YouTube. Share the link with friends and family members. Send it on a text or put it on Facebook or Twitter, all that good stuff. We thank all of you out there. Download our shows. Subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube. Search for it at Big O Radio Show. Big O Radio Show.
We're getting into that point where, like, you start to get cabin fever because we've been inside for, you know, 7-10 days.
I'm a homebody.
Stay the course. Stay the course, guys.
Me and the wife are homebodies.
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
I'm talking to those guys, our guys.
Well, stay safe.
Please, everybody.
Download the shows. Support it. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you on Monday. That's for sure. But we'll talk to you on Sunday. You be good out there. Much love. Stay safe.
You guys have a great weekend, please. This is the Big O Show.